You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
That's right. Bear down, Bears fans. It's time for another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast, Bears Banter, powered by Windy City Gridiron and SB Nation. Bill Zimmerman with you, and it is day two of the 2022 NFL Draft. The Bears were on the clock today with not one, not two, but three draft picks. And let me tell you, I am thoroughly disappointed in what Ryan Poles did with these picks. I'm going to get into it. One of these days where I just had to get on the microphone because I am beyond frustrated. I feel like an irrational Bears fan, but I really feel like my points have validity. So I'm going to get into this. And we're going to start with the fact that the Chicago Bears need to understand what the 2022, 2023, 2024 NFL is all about. And it's about offense. And you've got Justin Fields, who we think as fans may be the next big thing at quarterback, maybe the best thing the Bears have had at quarterback since Sid Luckman. And yes, I mean that. He has that level of talent. We all love the guy. We saw flashes as a rookie. We hated what they did to him. What did Matt Nagy do to him? He did nothing to put Justin Fields in a position to succeed. Nothing. He didn't prepare him in the summer. He didn't, push him through. He didn't build an offense around him. He did nothing to help this guy. He didn't help the offensive line when they were getting burnt by defenses to try and give Fields more time. Nothing. We bitched about it for 4 months. Then we get a new general manager in here and a new head coach. Hope springs eternal. And we all sit here and think, maybe, just maybe, we have a regime that's going to put Justin Fields in a position to succeed and understand that they need to build this offense, that they have no targets for Justin Fields and an offensive line that is going to get him killed. So we get the free agency. I don't want Ryan Poles to punt money into the future like Ryan Pace did. That was the worst thing Ryan Pace did, is he kept shrinking the salary cap year after year because he was trying to keep his roster together. Poles doesn't do that. Great. Trades Khalil Mack. I had my issues with the Mack trade, but I understand the gobs of money it opens up in 2023. I see everything coming together with what they're trying to do. Free agency, it didn't particularly work out between failed physicals and matched, offer sheets. It did not work out for Ryan Poles. That was not the free agency he wanted to have, but he does bring in an offensive lineman, couple little things here or there. He was in a real tough spot in free agency. So we give him a pass there. We give him a pass. And we get to the draft. And what do we hear from Ryan Poles? He's going to build the trenches, right? He's going to build the trenches. He's a former offensive lineman. He's going to build the trenches. He also has a press conference. I want a trade pack. I want more picks. Oh, okay. All right. So what does he do? None of it. None of it. Does he trade back? Now, you sit there, oh, well, Bill, you got to have a trade partner. I understand you got to have a trade partner. There are 50 trades in the draft. Plenty of people were looking to move up. But what was it? Was Poles asking too much? What was going on there? How does he not pick up a fourth round pick? When he says he wants more picks, he does nothing to pick up more picks. Nothing. So, all right, he's going to sit still. All right, we still got three picks on day two. Let's see what Ryan Poles can do with those three picks. First pick, Kyler Gordon, Washington cornerback. And I get it. Kyler Gordon is a first-round talent. He spills into the second round. The Bears get him. I don't hate the player. All right, I get it. Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, that could be a really, really good cornerback tandem. I get all that. But what I don't get is leaving Justin Fields out to dry. There were wide receivers on the board at 39. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. They didn't get him a wide receiver. Then we move to 48. He's got another opportunity to draft an offensive player, and he takes Brisker, the safety from Penn State. Who, I get it. Good box safety, Adrian Amos. Oh, yeah, I get it. But again, they need offensive line. They need wide receivers. They didn't do it. And I'll get to Velus Jones here in a minute. But what is this team do? What is Ryan Poles' concept that he wants for this franchise this season? Because I don't understand. This team, Bears fans, and it doesn't matter if they had taken the right guys or the wrong guys in round two, I've got news for you. This is an awful roster. They are going to be bad. And I think Ryan Poles and George McCaskey and everyone understand that they are going to be bad. The only way they get a semi-respectable record is because their schedule looks like it is weak. Weak. And because of that, maybe they'll win more games than they should. But this team has a chance to win 3-4 games. Maybe 5. They are going to be a bad, bad football team. So if they're going to be bad regardless, and I'm pretty confident they are, then what you need to do is make sure 100% 8 months from now, is Justin Fields your future or is he not? You need to decide 100% because next year you are going to be picking in the top 10, maybe the top 5, and if you need a quarterback, you'll have the opportunity to go up and get one. And if you don't need a quarterback, then you can get a huge player to help your franchise for 2023. They need to know 100% if Justin Fields is the guy after this season, because you don't get opportunities, and there's a couple really good quarterbacks next year. You don't get opportunities to just go up and grab a quarterback. So if they're going to be that high in the draft and not take a quarterback, they better, excuse my language because I don't do this often, they better fucking know that Justin Fields is the guy. And if you're going to take a quarterback, and you could take Tom Brady and give him this half-ass offense, and it's going to suck because Brady's not going to be able to escape this offensive line and nobody's going to be open. This offense is awful. The roster is awful. And I hear, oh, we got David Montgomery, we got Khalil Herbert, we got Cole Kmet. Do you understand how mediocre these guys are compared to the rest of the league? This roster on offense is not good. Their best players are below average. Darnell Mooney's good. If Darnell Mooney was your second wide receiver, he'd be great. But as a wide receiver one, he's below average. He's not a top 10 receiver. He's probably not top 15. So that means he's a below average wide receiver, a wide receiver one. Cole Kmet, his ceiling is average. The offensive line is terrible. David Montgomery's a nice player, but he's replaceable. This offense is bad. It is a bad offense, and you are not giving Justin Fields any chance to succeed. We bitched about it with Matt Nagy that he didn't put Fields a chance to, didn't give him a chance to succeed, and it's April 29th, and they're already doing it for 2022. This was a terrible, terrible way to handle the second round of the draft. And you know, the hope springs eternal, Bears fans that are always optimistic. But Bill, they got good defensive players. They had a whole quarterback. I get all that, but it doesn't matter. Let your defense be 32nd in the league this year. It's irrelevant. It's a bad football team. Damn it, know if Justin Fields is the guy, and they're not helping Justin Fields out. That's the bottom line here. These players could be good. Gordon and Brisker with maybe a rebound from Eddie Jackson and Jalen Johnson. Maybe Thomas Graham improves. Like, they've got a chance to have a good secondary now. I get that, but I don't care. Because if the offense is scoring 12 points a game, who cares if the defense is better? This team's not trying to go 12-5 this year. Why are they building the defense? We've done this already. We've done 2018 with the best defense in the league and a crappy offense. We've been there. Why are we going back to this, Bears fans? All the time. Oh, defense, defense. That's what Chicago needs. This isn't 1985 anymore. Give it up. We need an offense. We have a potential guy in Justin Fields that could lead a top 10 offense in the NFL, and they have done nothing, nothing to help this guy. And then, so finally, in round three, finally, they draft Velus Jones from Tennessee. That is a reach and a half. A reach and a half, because they had to get a wide receiver, and there was a run on a wide receivers before that, and they all went. So now they're desperate, and they reach for this guy. He's 25 years old. He's going to be 25 in like 2 weeks. 25-year-old rookie. Do you know that there are already 23 players on the roster younger than him? Existing on this roster. James Daniels, who played 4 years in the league, exhausted his rookie contract and left, is younger than Jones. When they fill out this with UDFAs, he's going to be right in the middle of the roster in terms of age. So what does that mean? You've got a developmental player who's 25, who's going to be 20. He's going to be 30 years old when his rookie contract is up. What are they doing with this guy? This guy should have been a day three pick. He's a bad route runner. His footwork is terrible. I get it. He's fast, but it's a straight line. This guy's basically a special team star, and they took him on day three in hopes that he's going to be Justin Fields' deep target. I mean, unbelievably bad decision here with Jones. I mean, who cares about, he's a kick returner. Who cares? Take the ball at the 25. Kick returns are pointless in today's NFL. It is a stupid pick, and it goes with the stupidity of taking defensive players in round two. What is this team doing? Because this offense, I think it may be the worst in the league. Maybe Houston's roster is worse in terms of offense. I don't know. But this offense is as bad as it gets. And Justin Fields is going to have to be some form of miracle worker to elevate this team, to elevate that offensive unit to being decent. It is going to be bad. And Justin Fields is going to be running for his life behind a porous offensive line. They didn't address right guard. You're screaming out to get a guard. Dakota Dozier and Sam Mustafa is your training camp battle at right guard. The amount of pockets that are going to collapse with the right guard. It is mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing that this is the approach they had today. They had 4 months, a brand new regime, to figure this out, and this is what they came up with. This is what they want to do. You get a defensive-minded coach, and he says, let's get defensive players. That's not how it works anymore. I don't care if they pan out and the defense is pretty good. It is irrelevant. It is irrelevant. This team needed to focus on the offense. I would have been thrilled if they took 3 offensive players. I tweeted it out. They could have had George Pickens, Alec Pierce, and Bernard Raymond. You could have had all 3 of them. You could have had an offensive lineman that was a day one starter. You could have had 2 receivers that were going to get actual snaps and hopefully get open for Justin Fields. They did none of it. And now they're going to have to fill out the roster on offense. You know, maybe they'll get a guy with some name value at wide receiver, but he's going to be over the hill or coming off an injury. It's not going to be the player you're excited for. I don't even know if they're going to do it. I would assume they're going to try and get some veterans off the scrap heap to fill in the holes. If they don't, my God, how bad is this offense going to be? I mean, I'm sitting here going, why the hell is anybody a Bears fan at this point? I mean, I'm 44 years old, so I was a kid. I'm old enough to remember the 1980s. So that's unfair. They sucked me in with Walter Payton and the 85 defense. I had no chance, and now I'm pulling through for the next 35 years with this half-assed franchise. Well, if you're younger than me, why do you like this team? You grew up on the 90s? The 90s decade might have been the worst decade in Bears franchise history. Who was good in the 90s? Nobody. Nobody. It was an awful, awful decade. They had barely any success. You know what? They got a blip with Lovie, with Hester and Urlacher, and get into a Super Bowl. That's 1 year of success since the 1980s, since Ronald Reagan was president, is the last time this team was any good, other than a blip with Lovie Smith and the Urlacher defense, and Devin Hester returning kicks for touchdowns all over the place. Why is anyone a Bears fan? All we do is get hopeful, regime after regime, year after year, only for the incompetence to come crumbling down on our heads. Every time. And I have no faith that Ryan Poles is going to put together a top-notch roster. None. I mean, I usually loved Ryan Pace's drafts, and his drafts, we trading up too much, and we know what he did to the salary cap. I get all of Pace's faults, but Ryan Pace came out with talent, and talent in the right spots, and I just don't know if that's the case this year. I get it, pretty good defensive players, but this offense was ignored. Ignored, and I don't know what Ryan Poles was thinking going into this draft. But I have no faith. I'll give him another year. I will give him another year because he'll have a ton of money and high draft picks next year after this rotten season we're about to entail. Give him one more year. And if I don't see gobs of improvement from him, and maybe Justin Fields improves despite this regime and bails out the franchise, that's about the last chance we have, because this offense is awful. And I don't care if the Bears are losing games, 13-9. That doesn't matter. I'd much rather lose games 31-27, because then at least I'd sit there and say, all we have to do is improve the offense. Or I'm sorry, all we have to do is improve the defense. But now we're going to go into next season, and we probably won't know if Justin Fields is the guy, because he's going to have another shitty season because he's got no one around him except Darnell Mooney. And David Montgomery is pretty good, but David Montgomery is replaceable. David Montgomery went out and Khalil Herbert did just as well. And that doesn't necessarily mean Khalil Herbert is the next top five back in the NFL. It just means that they're pretty good running backs and they can plug into a regime and they can work. But it doesn't mean they're difference makers. It doesn't mean that David Montgomery is the top five back. This is a bad offense. This was a bad process. And this is a bad franchise. And we suffer with it every year. And now it's April 29th, and I've got nothing to look forward to until September 1st when the Bears start losing games left and right. I've had it with this franchise. I've had it. You can sit there and laugh at me. You can say I'm overreacting. But every time there's any hope, this team just crushes it like dust in their hands. They just, ugh. I don't even have anything left to say. I've had it with this franchise. I have had it with this process. I've already had it with this regime. They've done absolutely nothing to help Justin Fields. If I was Justin Fields, I'd be giving Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus the double birds. I'd be doing the Kyrie Irving, behind the head like he did to Boston. That's what I'd be doing if I was Justin Fields. If I was him, I'd be sitting there going, you've got to be fucking kidding me. This is what you're doing for me? This is how you're helping me develop into a quarterback? Screw you. I can't believe that this is what they decided to do. All right. I'll be back on tomorrow with Jacob Infante, and we'll break down the fifth round draft picks because we're going to have impact players on day three, I'm sure. Guys are just going to be jumping in and starting, and everything I just talked about will be wiped away as the Bears find magical, diamonds in the rough in round six. Until then, bear down, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Adios.